This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Welcome on board flight Shofar 180805 on your way to a better understanding of a mission-driven life. The flight will be 5 weeks long with multiple stopovers and different captains to ensure you are en route to your final destination. Your first stop will be in about 40 minutes. We will be visiting a place called Being an Ambassador in Everyday Life. Fasten your seatbelts and get ready for takeoff. Cabin crew, please do final safety check. Be seated for takeoff. Ladies and gentlemen, we are currently cruising at an altitude of around 5,430 feet at a speed of spoken word. Your current temperature is around 7 degrees. You can expect a bright sunshine day with an east wind of 7 to 11 kilometers per hour. During your flight, you will be served with good food and be sure to ask for a takeaway. Ensure that you take good notes and continue to meditate on it during the stopover before takeoff from the next destination. We hope you enjoy your flight, the first of 5 legs with Shofar Christian Church Airways. Be sure to ask any of our cabin crew to assist if you have any questions.
We are on a 5-week journey of discovering a mission-driven life. So don't miss it. And to open up the umbrella, just to start, we're going to speak about being an everyday ambassador. And much of the thoughts that went into today's sermon came from a book called Kingdom Citizenship from Miles Monroe. And the thing is, there's no new revelation. It's just the way that we sometimes see things and the way that we do things. We are so stuck in our own surroundings. And as Paul rightly said this morning as well, you know, we are kingdom citizens. We are part of the kingdom of heaven. So 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 to 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against him, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So a representative of a country is somebody that has obtained citizenship, but being sent to another country to represent that country. In other words, an ambassador for who he is in his own country and what that country stands for. Yes, we are on that same old, oh, I want to say ox wagon, because it's sometimes taking too slow to my liking. But we are on that ox wagon and on that plane of moving where we say, okay, yes, we have to go do something. We have to go out. And yes, if you want to be an ambassador, you can't be an ambassador in your own country, because everybody else around you understands what your country is about. But you need to be sent and be taken or be sent away from your own place in order to be that representative or ambassador. So what does Paul say when he speaks about being an ambassador for Christ? You see, everything that Paul and his companions did was to honor God. Not only did fear of God motivate them, but Christ's love controlled them. It controlled the actions. And this control means to hold fast. So in other words, the love of Christ was constraining them to certain courses of action. Paul writes, for the love of Christ compels me. It's just that thing that you can't hold back on. But because Christ died for us, we also are dead to the old life. Christians, as Christians, we are brand new people. And in that, The Holy Spirit gives us this new life. And here's the thing, we are not the same anymore. We are not reformed, rehabilitated, re-educated, but we are recreated. Okay, so say that again. We are recreated, right? Living in vital union with Christ. Colossians 2, verse 6 to 7 says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." You see, at our conversion, we do not merely turn over a new little leaf, but we begin a new life with a new king and a new master. See, while this newness is true individually, Paul is saying much more. He says, not only are believers changed from within, but a whole new order of creation began with Christ. There's a new covenant, new perspective, a new body, a new church. All of creation is being renewed. And that's what recreated means. You weren't at school, then you go back and you get a new little thing of how to do 1 plus 1. No. You are recreated, which means your old life is completely dead. So take notice here that this is not a superficial change that will be quickly superseded by another novelty. No. This is an entirely new order of all creation under Christ's authority. It requires a new way of looking and living in this new creation. So here's the next part. So because we are reconciled to God, we have the privilege of encouraging others to do the same. And thus, we have the task of reconciling others to God because we were reconciled. So an ambassador is then an official representative of one country to another. Okay, so we've established that. Paul writes, we are ambassadors for Christ, sent with his message of reconciliation to the world. And that is our task. That's our responsibility. And that responsibility shouldn't be taken lightly. I think in the last couple of months, or since I've been here, I think most of our sermons has touched on the aspect of purpose in life. Has touched on that place of where are you in your life, in your journey with Christ, and what are you doing with it? Are you merely just a normal citizen? You see, here's the thing. I see two kingdoms. I see the kingdom of darkness, and I see the kingdom of heaven. By default, we are born into the kingdom of darkness because of our sin. But then how do we become an ambassador for Christ? The choice that we make to have a personal relationship with Christ enables us to become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. So I'm just sketching a picture here because we're not going to be here very long today because it's very easy. It's very straightforward. The tricky part is if you become a citizen, and most of us are citizens of Namibia, except for a few, but because you are married to somebody, then you also become a citizen, yeah? We welcome you. Here's the tricky part. Most of us, and I raise up my own hand, has not seen the borders, close to the borders of our own country, let alone being outside the borders into a different country. So we are so stuck in our own little world of being citizens, and that we think that when we come to Christ, it's just this nice little thing of becoming part of heaven's choir. You know, we're all going to sing tra-la-la up there. When you accept Jesus, you also accept what he said when he commissioned us in Matthew 28:19, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations." Okay, so he didn't say in the world translation of the Bible, "Go therefore and make disciples of who you feel comfortable with, all right, and who speaks to you, who you can bribe with and have a beer and have all these things." He says, "Go out into the world, make disciples of all nations." So we've established that. Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 8 verse 13. So this is not a random thing. Believe me. Everything puzzles in together. So what? So if what I eat causes another believer to sin, I will never eat meat again as long as I live. For I don't want to cause another believer to stumble. Pretty random if we talk about citizenship. And then we go to a restaurant and we eat. Okay. But What Paul actually writes here is that, you know, he talks about the sacrifices, sacrificed food, and, you know, eating it in terms of whether it's wrong or not. But there's a valuable key in this. And that is what I want to say to you today, that your Christian freedom, because this is what Paul writes. He says, you know, you can eat whatever you want. But if it causes another person to stumble, then rather stay away from it. So your Christian freedom, you got me? Freedom, we're all free. Jesus came to set the captives free. Is inseparably tied to Christian responsibility. So if you take anything away from today, just take this part here. That your freedom is inseparably tied to your responsibility of being a Christian. So if you call yourself a Christian, you are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, you have a responsibility. And that responsibility is go out and make disciples of all nations. So again, we've not been saved from the old and placed into this new kingdom just to go sit in a comfortable seat and say, thank you, Lord. I'll be part of the choir, and then we sing the nice hymns and we have nice food and everything. No, we've been given a task as an ambassador, as a citizen, to go out. We are commissioned, and in that commission, it says, show other people what the kingdom of heaven looks like for you in your world. So Dr. Miles Monroe writes in his book, The Principle and Power of Kingdom Citizenship, that an ambassador must be connected to the one he represents. It's a relationship to ensure that the task that the king has given is carried out correctly. If we need to be in an we need to be in an ongoing relationship to ensure we are always in line with those tasks. So there's many ways that God expects us to make disciples of all nations. One person will be the bigger evangelist and he will be a better speaker. Other person will be more in line of a pastoral side, and I will be able to have more compassion in terms of comfort. And then we have the teacher to allow them to see the word, not from a perspective of what I read into Scripture, but what I take out of Scripture. All right, and then you have the apostolic, which sees the vision and wants to lead people to that place. And then the prophet, who helps with that vision. So there's many ways of doing it. We all have gifts. We have the gifts of the Father. And those only come to right when we become citizens, when we become Christians, when we become sons and co-heirs to the throne of God. But with our ambassador and citizen statement, we are vested with authority. And that authority comes from Luke 22, verse 29. Let me just go back one piece. Ephesians 6, verse 90 to 20 says, And pray for me, Paul writes here, and pray for me too. Ask God to give me the right words so I can boldly explain God's mysteries, that the good news is for the Jews and Gentiles alike. I am in chains now, still preaching the message as good ambassadors, as God's ambassadors. So pray that I will keep on speaking boldly for him as I should. Here Paul writes a letter to the Ephesians from jail. We are free. We are free to speak about what we believe, how we believe it, how we see it. But Paul is enchained. He's captured. But he continues to spread the word. He considered himself an ambassador for Christ because he did not let any opportunity pass by to be able to speak to the guards at the prison, people that came to visit, writing letters. So nothing hindered him from being an ambassador. Sometimes we are captured because my passport expired, so I can't go out now. How difficult is that? And how constraining. Then you got to improvise. You got to make sure that you are in this kingdom mindedness of the current situation will not hinder me from giving the good news to the people. All right? So as I said, we are vested in authority. And Luke 22, verse 29, Jesus writes, and this is the New International Version because there's a specific word that comes here. And I confer on you a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me. So you see, every time somebody becomes an official ambassador of a specific country, that king, if we take the Bahamas, for instance, is I confer on you the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And then they give you a name. So what happens is basically that the individual personifies the whole country. So whether you, if you are here and you are conferred as because Christ did it, I confer on you a kingdom just as the Father conferred one on me. You're being made an ambassador. You're given the task. But that personifies your country in you and when you take it out. So Jesus conferred the kingdom on us and he gave us that authority. So living as one is the challenge. And I want to read a small piece from the book. Just a beautiful illustration of kingdom citizenship, what it is to be an ambassador. And it says, Dr. Miles writes here, he says, not too long ago, I went with a few others to Haiti. The Bahamian ambassador picked us up at the airport, and we drove through the streets in an air-conditioned SUV. All around us was rubble. People were sleeping on the streets in the muck, just as you have seen in all the pictures. So just hands up, who saw any of the news, any pictures of Haiti? Okay, you can just drive through the streets of Windhoek and you'll see the same. But the ambassador is privileged enough to be in an SUV, air-conditioned. All right. And he goes on, we just drove through all of that in air-conditioned comfort, sipping on cool drinks. The Bahamian flag was fluttering from the front of the beautiful SUV. And I'm sure that people we passed were wondering what country that flag represented, thinking to themselves, wherever that flag comes from, I want to go there. Huh? Just by doing that, I want to go there. We arrived at the ambassador's house in the hills. And I said, wait a minute, are we still in the same country that had the earthquake? Yes. We walked into the house and someone served us a big breakfast of bacon, cheese, and grits right there in the middle of all that poverty. The ambassador took me to my bedroom and it was as big as a house. And he said, you can sleep here tonight. And I asked if he meant me and the other brother who was with me or me alone. He said, oh, he has his own room. This is all for you. And he opened a curtain and showed both of us a big swimming pool full of blue water. And I said, don't you feel guilty sometimes, Your Excellency? And he said, no. When you step into my car and drive through my gate, you enter the Bahamas. And here's a key, listen to this. The property of an embassy is the same as the country it represents. It will always be as rich as the country the ambassador comes from. It will never have to be as poor as the country in which the embassy and the ambassador's house are situated. And then he goes on and they're eating breakfast and the ambassador asks, do you want more of the breakfast, the bacon, the eggs? And he just goes on and he says, wow, just how amazing. He says, you eat like you were to eat in the country that you come from. So how does that tie back to being an ambassador? The property of an embassy is the same as a country it represents. Your body is a representative of Christ for the world because you are part of the bigger church. You are part of the church of God, the church of Christ. And are you representing that flag that's on that air-conditioned SUV to the world out there? That they see, wow, I want to be there. The kingdom lifestyle, clean living, love-filled, truly joyful, is ours wherever we may be stationed on the globe. You see, God is busy working inside of us to make us into His image. Because we are kingdom citizens of the kingdom of heaven, we represent the same kingdom on earth. And whatever we have, whatever we do, is not to conform or to be part of the poorer or the kingdom of darkness. It is to be a representative of what we have in the kingdom of heaven. Everybody with me? Say amen to that? Okay. So here we're going to close off. I told you it was going to be short. If you go from here today, you have to remember that because you are in Christ, you are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Okay? Not just a citizen, but you are an ambassador because Christ conferred on you the kingdom of heaven. See, this is important because you will not be able to be much of an ambassador for the king if you forget your identity. Christ conferred on us the kingdom of heaven. He gave us the authority. He vested it in us so that we can go out into the world with our assignment, with our task, with our commission of making disciples of all nations. So if we take it back to be going outside the borders, that's challenging you to go beyond your comfort zones. It's challenging you to take the next step and make a conversation with whom you've never had one before. It's that place of saying, Lord, I might not have a visa to go all the way. But what I do have here is people around me that need you. The kingdom of darkness allows people to sleep in street, in poverty. He steals, kills, and destroys from them. But Christ came and He gave the hope, that which we do not see. Because if you see that SUV, if you see that person walking, and he's the ambassador, you long to be from that country because you've never seen that country. But what is it? It's because you see how he lives, how he walks, how he talks. Are you a representative or an ambassador for Christ? And are you fixed on your identity of knowing that you are one. Are you in that place of saying, I am an ambassador? And as we're going to take communion now, we understand what Christ did for us. The last 2 months, I have been faced with in a sense, with exceptional hurt in my heart because of people that passed away around us. And none of it was just in a long, prolonged way of losing somebody in their lives, of passing away. But it was short, quick deaths. And when you hear that, and you think, did I do enough to ensure that that person will share the same kingdom, the same house, the same wildness, the same freedom as I have today? Did I do enough? So I'm on this mission of allowing God to use me. Not to keep quiet. I claim my ambassadorship this morning to take that next step and say, Lord, use me for those who are lost. Use me for those who are strayed away. Use me so that I can reach them. Give me a bigger capacity. Allow me more words of your heart to touch the people around me. Not because of who I am, but because of who I represent. And you see, Christ died for us. Even though he knew no sin. He knew no sin so that me and you can have a new life. And as we take the bread this morning, we bow our heads and we say, thank you, Lord, that because of your body, we can walk freely today. And we take this as a remembrance. And when we eat from the bread and we say, thank you, Lord. When we think of the blood of Christ, we think of it as cleaning us, not just the outside, but from the inside out, because it softens our heart and allows us to feel his burden for us. Matthew 11 comes and he says, take my yoke, for the burden I give is light. And as we take in remembrance and we drink from the cup that Christ already drank for us, and did before us, and has gone before us to prepare the way. We're just taken back and say, Lord, thank you that today we have clean clothes and that people can see who we represent. Thank you, Jesus. And the choice that you make today is not just a choice of saying, hey, I want all the goodness and I want all the riches that comes with this country, but it's a choice of saying, hey, Lord, transform me into complete newness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that we can just extend our hands to you this morning and glorify you, Lord, for who you are, for being the King of our lives, Lord God. That we may have that ability to represent you, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for making us new, for giving us an identity. Not just as a mere person on the street in darkness, but Lord, as a believer in the light, and that we may walk and extend and further your kingdom, Lord God, as we go from here today.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.